Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Again, I'm with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Talking about CSIRO, invest $500,000 to help Indigenous students pursue futures in STEM. Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO, has bestowed more than $500,000 to the University of Wollongong, UOW, to enable more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students to pursue a future in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering and mathematics. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Brother Dr. Chris Burke. He's Director of Indigenous Science and Engagement at CSIRO. On the line, Dr. Chris, good morning. How are you, Dr. Chris?
Oh, hello there. Chris Burke here.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, sure.
And who your mob?
Hi.
Yes, where you from.
Yeah,
let us
hi.
Know. Thank you.
Chris Burke here. I'm the Program Director for Indigenous Science and Engagement at CSIRO. I'm a Kamilaroi fella, and I live on Ngunnawal Country in Canberra.
Yes. Beautiful. Fantastic. So, look, money's a tool. $500,000 gift from CSIRO. You're walking out with open arms and a big smile on your dial, yes?
Absolutely. This is one way in which CSIRO can contribute to developing a STEM science, technology, engineering and maths pipeline of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to fuel the workforce and innovation going into the future.
Good, fantastic. Look, a great platform for First Nations students to be in this space. And I always say, Dr. Chris, we need more black successes, but not only on the football field.
Absolutely. I mean, these days in community, kids know that there's Indigenous doctors, lawyers,
yes,
dentists, but to know there's people doing science research that you can actually build a career, feed your family as a scientist is not something that's really well known.
Yes.
So these scholarships are a way to both signal to kids at university who are studying STEM right now,
yes,
that there's an opportunity and that Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO, is seriously interested in engaging with them.
And when you talk about science and you're talking about the professional sense and all over the globe, whether it be geologists or what have you, but having First Nation people at the table and 60,000 years of information, there's a nice bridge builder there regarding the education and the knowledge on science in the cultural sense as well, yes?
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted to science with an Indigenous lens, bring people's ways of knowing and being and doing to solve the greatest problems that Australia faces, but also to make CSIRO the science agency of choice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. I mean, we've got over 50 projects on the go across Australia involving Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in one way or another, and we need to have more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander scientists and researchers to be able to meet the demand that's coming from community and organisations and individuals to provide the science answers that they want.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Chris, brother, would you have numbers of First Nation people in university across this country studying STEM science?
Of course. We know that there's over 400 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students studying STEM, not including health sciences, but studying physical sciences like chemistry, physics, environmental sciences, geography, geology, information technology, engineering, building sciences, architecture, all those group of sciences that provide the STEM workforce for the Australian community.
Those numbers are high, 400, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, that's actually 400 graduates a year. What I meant to say was there's nearly 3,000 students.
Okay. on that journey, yes.
Yeah. But what they need to be able to see is the opportunity that a science agency is saying, hey, you can take your science degree and you can keep on doing the stuff you love. You can get into the labs and do the research. You can start working with MOB to look for answers to their particular problems. You can think about what it is within traditional Indigenous knowledge that, that you may hold within your community or have access to that is going to sort of really help others if that's your bent.
Yeah, fantastic. A bit of background with yourself, Dr. Chris. What did you study? What did you major in?
Yeah, well, I'm a dentist.
Okay.
I was actually the first Indigenous dentist back in the 1980s to graduate. I graduated from Melbourne University. And look, I know from practical experience as a student that having a scholarship really helps. It's a bit of money to provide you with things that you need to make your life that little bit easier as a student. And it also forms a connection. It provides a connection between CSIRO, and the student, because what we're really interested in is when they graduate, we've got an Indigenous graduate entry program to say, hey, after you've finished your degree, come and work with us for a while. Do some work in some labs, get out on some boats into the sea, get out into the field, learn what it's like to be as a scientist, and decide if this is something you want to do with your life, and we can provide a career opportunity that'll take you through and feed your family and all the things you need.
About looking up, a great platform. Dr. Chris, thank you very much. All the best, my brother. You take care. Keep smiling.
Yeah, you too, Trevor. Thank you.
Partner punt, and we'll yarn soon.
Okay. See you then.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn. That's Dr. Chris Burke, and Director of Indigenous Science and Engagement at CSIRO. And look, fantastic. A further $500,000 gift from CSIRO for the STEM program, Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics. Australia's National Science Agency has bestowed that $500,000 gift. So fantastic. University of Wollongong, a UL, to enable more Aboriginal and Torres Strait students to pursue a future in STEM. Too deadly. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Right, so why are you trying to judge me? You ain't got the perfect lie. Here with that sin, cast the first stone. See, can't even start, cause we're in the same boat. You got your demons to battle, and so do I. I can't live your life, and you can't mine. In the end, we only answer to one. We ain't gonna help each other, we keep going on like. Judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other, no more. It's easy to say, so much harder to do. I'll only love you if you love me too. So insecure and unsure, we let it take our view. None of us ain't holding to me, follow the truth. I need you, you need me. We need each other, we were created to be one body with many parts. If one of us is down, it should help the other. Are you feeling what I'm feeling, or is it just me? Don't be blinded by your need and grief for money. Isn't it funny, the things I don't like about you are the same thing I don't really like about me. In the end, we only answer to one. We ain't gonna help each other if we keep going on like this. Judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other no more. If we keep going on like this, judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other no more. Speak to the queen in me, so I can see.
Yeah, two Delhi track. That is like this, Georgia Lewin. This is your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yan Up Strong. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yan, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumber Big Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page on BBM and 987FM. Let's go to the news. Sad as it is, racism. Government condemns neo-Nazi video sent to Lydia Thorpe. It's the second time this, the senator, Thorpe, has been targeted, with the first instance being in February 2022. The federal government has condemned a disgusting video sent to Senator Lydia Thorpe from a neo-Nazi threatening her and burning the Aboriginal flag. In the video, a man in balaclava claiming to be from a neo-Nazi warriors for convict resistance needs reads a statement from his phone endorsing White Australia. He then makes racist statements about First Nation people before burning the Aboriginal flag and performing a Nazi salute. Federal government front benches condemned the video. It's cowardly and disgusting, French Benedict Bill Shorten told Nine's Today program on Thursday. I don't know what it is with these men, man-baby Nazis wearing a hood so no one can see them. They think they're so tough. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill is supporting the Gunai Gunjumara and Jabba Wurrung senator from Victoria. That video is menacing, is disgusting, and it is obviously deliberately targeted her to stop her from expressing her views, she told Nine. We will do everything we can to support Senator Thorpe. Asked if the Australian Federal Police would be involved, Ms. O'Neill said, of course, the AFP protection is integral to the members of Parliament, but the Australian government takes this incredibly seriously. With the referendum on the Indigenous Voice to Parliament due to be held on October 14, the politicians are growing more concerned about extremists spreading racism and misinformation. I'm really worried about it, Ms. O'Neill said. We're seeing over time in Australia different types of groups who pop up selecting different ideologies, being radicalised and joined with these communities online, working together to getting more violent in their radical activities. Australia's security agencies are very, very good at what they do, Ms. O'Neill said. They watch these groups very closely and in a big focus of our government to make sure we stay on top of these problems. This is not for the first time. The Black Sovereign Movement leader has been threatened by neo-Nazis. A similar video in February 22 used a radical slur against the independent senator showing the Indigenous flag being burnt. Senator Thorpe is expected to speak about the video later on Thursday. So there it is. We're talking about stamping out at its schools and on the sporting field. And here it is running a rampage with so-called adults. As we get older, we're supposed to get more mature, do we not? Have you seen Yan Up Strong? Add to the conversation here at National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program, National Talk Black, and live at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. And it's at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Big thank you to NERS, National Radio Service. Click of a button takes us around the nation. So fantastic. A voice for our people. And a big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country of ours, a Delhi Black Network. Yarn up strong, you mob. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Love is what's needed today. Love the better way, and love unites us all. Love is so beautiful. So many tears in so many years, life prophet does even care. No feeling of separation involved, 'cause we are one throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day till the moonlight shines on us. Today, and love is the better way. Love unites us all, and love is so beautiful. Just shake it off. Let the hatred drop. Just live your life, 'cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side.
What do he wanna know?
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
But I can never trust a soul.
Baby, I'm by my business.
I ain't playing games.
Really, I hate chasing these millions.
With no makeup,
I'm still the baddest. Dip in the building.
He know I'm the realest.
I think he catching feelings.
But I gotta do me, 'cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. I tell them where was your support when I came out from the pavement.
If you love me, let me know. 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 'Cause you got me in the zone, but I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. 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 Calling my phone, calling my phone.
Yo,
FaceTime me, wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know?
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I'm created by the Most High, powerful host of angels in the sky. This I say, I know life. Cultural dancing be passed down from generation, from generation. Expressing my identity, this is a representation to my land and coral sea. Coral sea, woy-oy-oy-oy. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong beliefs, feel the energy. My mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the
feel
islands.
The energy.
Strike in, my bala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the islands. Yeah. Stop him. Strike him. You play below.
Feel the energy.
This how we gonna do it. Mob yo, yo, they plug out energy.
Hit them up, hit them up, yeah.
Masik, yo, you plug out energy.
You look there, Masik.
Saint Paul,
Saint Paul,
yo, they plug out energy.
You plug out energy.
Saibai,
Saibai,
yo, you plug out energy.
Strike him, Wawa.
Badu,
Badu,
yo, they plug out energy.
How got there, Wawa.
Danley,
Danley,
yo, you plug out energy.
Danley, Danley.
Daru,
Daru,
yo, they plug out energy.
Daru, yeah.
Mari Island,
Mari,
yo,
Island,
you plug out energy.
Wawa style,
feel the energy.
Strike him, my mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the
feel
island.
The energy.
Strike him, my mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the islands. Yeah. Stop him, watch him strike him. You play be look,
feel the energy. The energy. Feel the energy.
Mullet hunting, Black Image, big shout out, Black Image. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana's yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yana Strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, coroner's courts must improve their responses to suicides of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The national system of accountability is needed to ensure findings by coroners are used to inform suicide prevention measures for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, according to the results of the Australian First Research Project released today. The project report, Coroner Responses to Suicide of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples, also calls for identified liaison roles to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families in all coroners, courts staffed by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Look, to add more to the conversation, we're going to catch up again there with Julie Robertham, Consultant, Centre of Best Practice in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention. On the line, Julie, good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Julie?
I'm on Gadigal country. I'm down here in central Sydney. My colleagues who I produce this work with are on Noongar there over in Western Australia.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, and very important work to be done. And so coroner's courts must improve their responses to suicides of Aboriginal and Island people. So just shed some light on the situation, where we're at, and the importance of the responses to suicides of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Yeah, look, thank you for that opportunity. As your listeners would be all too painfully aware, the suicide rate among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is really high. Mm. It's more than double the rate for the rest of the community. And for younger people, for kids, it's about four times as high.
Yes.
And when suicide happens among Aboriginal people, it tends to be at younger ages than the rest of the Australian population. And so, you know, that's a really big impact on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. And so every time a family loses someone to suicide, they'll have to go through the coroner's office because it's the coroner who investigates and makes that determination. Mm. And so if the coroner's office is supportive and a warm and constructive place to be, that can make people feel it can help them adjust to their loss. Obviously, it's a time of huge grief. But conversely, if the coroner's court feels alien and unwelcoming, then that can be a very challenging situation. Exactly. It can make a bad situation worse for families. So that's one key reason why we wanted to do this work, just to find out what the experience was of people in coroner's courts and make some suggestions about how that could be better.
Is there a platform for cultural awareness towards coroners and their staff?
So what happens at the moment is that coroners work very independently and some coroners are really interested in providing a good environment for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and some, frankly, you know, it just isn't on their radar as a priority yet, and it needs to be. So it's a question of what is going to motivate them to learn, what's going to encourage them to learn, and also who they can learn from. And we're strongly advocating that all coroners' offices should employ Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people as family liaison officers, but also in those roles to educate the coroners and to educate their staff and to really bring up that cultural capacity within coroners' offices.
So with your findings, what do we do with the findings, Julie?
Well, we don't want to just leave them on the shelf. We know that that happens all too often with research work that's done with Aboriginal people, that, you know, we make these reports, everybody kind of wrings their hands and say it, something must happen. We're very committed to making things happen. We're a university, we don't have any authority to do that, but we're very committed to getting these findings out there. I'm going to be presenting them to a national conference of all the coroners from all of the states and territories, jurisdictions. I'm going to be doing that next month. And we're going to be offering to work with them because it's often not the coroners, many of whom are very, very supportive about these findings, and they know they need to do better. Often it's the state and territory governments and the budgets that coroners have available to do the things that they need to do. So we're offering to work with the coroners, to work with the system, to advocate for more money to be put in where it's needed, because there is some that will require some more funding, but there's not a massive amount of funding for the amount of benefit that families and communities could hope to get from this.
Look, our colleagues in the other space, in regard to prevention of suicide, are working really hard. Our brothers and sisters fall through the gap, then we need that protection on the other side, don't we?
Well, absolutely, because this is an issue that touches most Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families at some stage in life. Very sadly, that's just a reality.
Sure.
Suicide is the biggest cause of years of life lost among Aboriginal people. So sadly, this is not just a minority thing. Everybody is going to need this service at some stage, and what people want is to know that their loved one is being treated with respect while the coroner is going through the investigation process, but also that the family get what they need, that they get the information in a form that they can understand and relate to, and that they get that information in a warmer way.
Exactly.
It's hard when they just get a report through the mail and it's all in kind of legal and scientific and technical language. That's not how people told us they want their loved one to be remembered. So there's definitely work to be done, and there's a lot of advice in our report, which are available on the Centre of Best Practice in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention website. Bit of a mouthful, but it shouldn't be too hard to find. That information is there. And really importantly, I'd just like to say a lot of that information did come directly from people who had experienced being bereaved by suicide, and they've been a really important part of our research. So it's not just what the coroners say, it's a report which is really at its heart and soul has got the experience of people who've been through this situation.
Julie, thank you so very much, and it sounds you're going to make this an active report, so that's great to hear. And look, it is a very important space. But thank you for shedding light, and all the best, Julie, to you and your team. And we'll talk soon, dear.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. And people can get in touch with us at the centre. We would love to present this to more groups who need to know about it. So thanks so much for having me on.
Julie, you take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Deleon there, that's Julie Robertson, consultant, a centre of best practice in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide prevention. So very, very true, and that's a gap in itself, but ongoing cultural training and oversight for coroners and their staff provided by Indigenous people. That's one of the options there as well, revision of information and brochures and other written communications by coroner's courts to make them appropriate for Indigenous people. So, look, a very important space. It's very sad. We've got numbers up there leading the way in regarding suicide, and that numbers need to be coming down. And look, love and thoughts and prayers are going out to loved ones who lost loved ones out there. Have your say and yarn up strong. We've got about 15 minutes left on the program here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
No, I can't say I let go. You're gone when I need you the most. They say it's hard, but you never know what you had for so long, then it's gone. When I wake, smell the coffee, my lungs breathe it in and I'm happy. I wish it all was just a dream, but it's not, it's never what it seems. When the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that I can lean on you when I'm feeling heavy. You will catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got, oh. When fall apart. When I fall apart, when I fall apart, yeah, yeah, yeah. The house is silent and it's past three. Oh, in my room, now it feels like I can't breathe. I start to cry and get angry. I'm too young to lose you. Can't you see? Yeah. I sit and stare as the phone rings. It ain't you, but I wish that it could be. I wanna wake up from this dream. In the dark, I'm awake. I can see. When the days are dark and the room is feeling.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful track there, When I Fall Apart. That's Royston Noel and On His Way, Kicking Butt, in regard to his music and his songs. So fantastic. Your daily program, National Talk Black, have you say 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. Yeah. Tony Gibbs, how are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm still in the cemetery.
Okay, brother. Yeah, how are you travelling? All right?
Yeah, I've got a smoking thing going there today. I've got a little potbelly stove. About as big as a big pumpkin. It's a miniature one, and I just keep running over, and the smoke's going up. It's gone down a bit at the moment. I've got
The cross still standing, brother?
Eh?
The cross is still standing.
Yeah, mate.
Okay.
I'm maintaining this vigil, and thanks to change from the green patch, not a job I wanted.
Well, exactly, brother. Spinning a couple of plates there, brother.
Sorry?
You're spinning a couple of plates there.
Yeah. I listened to that story that Lydia Thorpe there.
Yeah.
She's got this stuff, mate, and the white supremacists.
In this day and age, 21st century, 2023.
Yeah, it's terrible, mate. It won't stop. You know, Gordonvale, this is a shame on this town, what they're doing. They're white supremacists, and there's no need for this thing.
No, exactly.
There's just no need for it, mate. They could just tick the box. And I won't quit until they... If they're going to send me letters and they don't approve it, well, I'll keep going until they send me a letter and say, well, we have approved it on the special, so whatever it takes.
Exactly. Yep. So, like I said, fight the good fight, brother. You got your beliefs and you're running with it, brother.
Yeah, well, like with the yes or no, yes, I said, yeah, yes, but I still agree. You know, I'm sure a yes or no, and I believe, like it's with no treaty, people shouldn't be forced to vote anyway, but it's not going to do anybody any good not to vote.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's difficult. And what's the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, I've got the smoke here. I've got the smoke going, and I've been down at 10 Embassy before year 2000. Part of my duty there was keeping the fire going. Everybody did that, but I spent a lot of time keeping that fire going, trying to find firewood in the city. Mm. You wouldn't believe some of the things we burnt. But it's keeping that fire going, that bury, you know. It's our way of appeasing the spirits and keeping the bad spirits out of the cemetery. And bad spirits are what we call the living ones, I think.
Yeah, the living ones, true that.
Yeah, that's my message, saying, hey, don't worry about them resting ones. It's the ones still walking about. So I'm sorry Lydia's going through all that, but I've been through terrorist attack in Mount Malloy, and that's all been covered up 30 years now. There's no justice. And I believe that the sovereignty trail, I was met Michael Anderson down there in Canberra 2000, and their mob and the sovereignty people is, you know, are they going to be on these? We worry about who's going to be on these panels, who's selected from, are they all box tickets?
And how they're going to select them.
And how they're going to select them. That's my main worry, because we've had people in Cairns before, and newspaper reports of black mafia and the whole hog. We've had people with intense power, and chairman of land council and ATSIC and a whole lot, and they were labelled black mafia, and I hear their names popping up again. And we haven't forgotten that we were off, you know, like the Golds Valley people, 20 years negotiation, and then we were from land council chairman. They reckon we'll sign this or get nothing. Well, they signed it and got nothing because it was signed back to an ILUA.
Yes.
So what is it, you know, I'm still
baffled about it.
You know, does that mean the return of unoccupied Crown land like national parks? What does a treaty think?
Mm. What's the meaning behind it?
Yeah, what is a treaty? What's the meat on the bones?
Mm. Clayton deal, they say. Sort of deal we got when we haven't got a deal.
Yeah, well, it was what was called the gun to the head. Things sign this or get nothing. So they signed it and got the right to camp for 3 days. Mm. That's not native title. That's a disgrace. You know, like Gordonville, I'm in the cemetery doing this thing. This is an ex-One Nation place.
Mm.
It's up in Mareeba Shire. Donna, you've got Donna's tape there somewhere. What she says about Mareeba would really help them Mareeba people because they can't hurt my missus anymore, but she describes how she was terrorised and the fear that exists up in Mareeba, which is, you know, Mareeba Shire was One Nation too. And this is still just under the surface, you know.
Mm.
So I'm sitting here. Yeah, I miss hearing Selwyn sometime.
Yes.
But this is an ongoing situation here, and it's... I've got my fingers crossed. I like the Salvation Army slogan, believe in good. They put an extra O in the middle there.
Extra O, good, and drag it out. Well, as I always say, I believe in everybody, but rely on nobody, you know?
That's right. I like to believe in people, but that doesn't include the government and the powers that be.
They're not at the table with you, are they?
No, well, I heard Bunner Laurie said, you know, they'll talk to us, but they won't let us into the circle.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Keep us at bay is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, just stool. And this referendum is definitely a racist referendum.
This Saturday week, the vote, and then we'll see where we stand and let it prevail. And hopefully our ancestors are working on the other side and lead us on the right path.
Yeah, that's what I'm just doing time here, mate.
Yeah, mate.
I'll let you go, Lucas.
Keep in touch and, look, stay safe and, look, drink plenty of water and you take care, mate.
Someone actually bought me a bottle of ice water yesterday. There's good people out there.
See, they're listening, brother. They know what you're doing and what you're standing for. You take care. All the best, Tony.
Bye.
See you, brother. That's Tony Gibbs, and he's camped up there at the cemetery, Gordonville, in regard to putting a cross up for his loved one with us in spirit, First Nation woman, Donna. And he's put a cross up, and he's not supposed to do that unless going through the so-called process. But anyway, he's waiting for the cross to be pulled down. It's, what have we got? 10 minutes left on the program. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. All ears for your yarn here on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Down. wanted.
Black fella, white fella, Warrumpi Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Jan Armstrong, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindindji Country. BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Oh, looking at other news here, a fair call. Anthony Albanese says young Indigenous men is more likely to go to jail than university. Is that correct? The claim, as the voice to Parliament referendum nears, people on both sides of the debate have used the opportunity to shine light on Indigenous disadvantage. Speaking on ABC radio early this week, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese argued that voting no would result in more of the same outcomes for Indigenous Australians. We know that there's a greater chance of an Indigenous young man, a male, going to jail than university, he says. That claim is one the Prime Minister has repeated close to 40 times since May, but is it correct? The verdict, Ms. Albanese's claim is a fair call, although there's no single data set that allows for a precise comparison. The available data broadly suggests that young Indigenous men are more likely to go to prison than university. The latest census found that 4.9% of Indigenous men aged 18-35 were enrolled at university in 2021. 6.3% were in prison on census night. The census did not collect data on whether Indigenous men have been to jail, but revealed that 4.8% of those aged 20-34 held a university degree. For lifetime incarceration rates, experts pointed to a survey last conducted, 2014-15, which showed that 8.2% of Indigenous men aged 15-34 have been to prison. The survey didn't provide an age breakdown for those who had attended or were attending university. However, it showed that all of Indigenous men aged 15 and above, 3.5%, were studying at university and 3.8% had graduated, while 14.6% had been to prison. So they're the figures, and there it sits. In regards to that, Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, got to sign up for today's program. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, you mob, and thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, a voice for our people. So, yeah, an opportunity for you to utilise it. And like I said, it's a community radio station, so we yarn to everybody out there, black and white, all ears here on your daily program. With that, Trendy Trev signs off. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you.